我哋打开我哋嘅圣经。
Let's open our Bibles.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
呢段嘅圣经我哋曾经读过一两次。
This passage we have read a couple of times already.
好，我哋今朝早继续嘅交通呢一段嘅圣经。
And today we continue the path to share on this passage.
好，马太福音第五章，我哋由第一节读到第十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, we begin from verse 1 through 10.
十一节。
Verse
11. 好，请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down,His disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness,For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
好，我们再看一处的圣经，也就是马太福音第十一章。
Let us look at another passage, Matthew 11.
第十一章二十八节和二十九节。
Verses
28
and
29.找到的亦请听我读啊。
After you found it, please listen as I read.
二十八节，烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
好，我哋圣经就暂时读咁多啊。
We will read the passage temporarily here.
我哋低头再一次嘅祷告。
Let's bow our heads once again and pray.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你，你又再召聚我哋到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You've once again gathered us to be before you.
主啊，我哋打开你嘅话嚟读。
Lord, we've opened your word and read it.
主啊，求你用圣灵引导我哋。
Lord, may you use your Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我哋进入到去真理嘅实际嘅里头。
So that we will enter into the essence of the truth.
求主你管理呢段嘅时间。
Lord, may you take control of this time.
主啊，你嘅同在要彰显喺我哋嘅中间。
Lord, may your presence be manifested in our midst.
愿你得着荣耀，得着赞美。
May you receive glory and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
刚才我们所读的那一大段的经文。
The larger passage that we read earlier.
读圣经的人称他们为八福。
The people to read the Bible said these are the eight Beatitudes.
这所谓八福是主耶稣向着他的门徒所讲的话。
And these eight blessings are the words spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
当时很多人跟随
Yeah, so
a lot of times, a lot of people followed Jesus.
虽然很多人跟随，但是主讲这段说话的时候，只是向那些跟他很接近的那些的门徒来讲说话。
Even though many people followed him, the Lord spoke to those who are very close to him.
主耶稣讲这段的话是向这些门徒指出一件事。
And the words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples point one thing.
就是愿意向他们来到描写出天国的人他们该有的一些性情。
And to describe to them what is the characteristics of those who belong to heaven.
或者说在天国里面是一种怎样样的生活。
Or to say that what kind of life do you need to have of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们仔细的这样去读，
If we read it more meticulously,
你会发觉主讲这段说话的时候，他的重点不是人今天做出什么的事情。
And you will discover his main focus is not what man has done today.
也都不是说人今天能够我有什么的能力或者本能去做什么的工作。
Or does it point to the talents or capabilities of man to do certain kinds of things?
主在这里一直的就提醒我们他所看重的是这个人的本身。
And what the Lord continuously reminds us of here is that what is important is the man himself.
所以呢你就看见说虚心的人。
So you say, blessed are those are the poor in spirit.
哀恸的人。
Those who mourn.
温柔的人或者是饥渴慕义的人。
Or the gentle.
通通是
hunger or thirst.
Yeah, 都是指着这个人是怎样一个人。
It is pointing to the person.
所以他并没有告诉我们，如果你能够做到这样样，或者你做的事是好像下面说好能够连率做了这些事情，他没有提到，也都没有叫我们留意到我们所做的事。
So it's pointing to, it's not just the things that you do, rather it's really the person who contains the attributes.
主好看重的就是你是一个怎样的人。
What the Lord focuses, what kind of person are you?
在天国的里面的人是属于主的。
And the people who are in the kingdom of heaven belong to the Lord.
属于主的人他们该有主自己的性情。
And those who belong to the Lord ought to have the characteristics of the Lord.
所以这里讲的八福在天国里面 的人他们有的性情也都是主自己的性情。
So the blessings that are mentioned here, the eight blessings here of the people that are belong to the kingdom of heaven also have the characteristics or the nature of the Lord.
好，所以从这些性格的里面我们看到神的儿子。
So from these characteristics you can see the Son of God.
好，每一个属主的人
each who belong to the Lord
都有这个性格。
Has that personality or the characteristic.
或者你问，既然大家都有这个性情，大家都有这个性格的，那不用说了。
So you might say, since everybody has a characteristic, so personality, there's nothing else to say.
那很自然这样就 会出现的了。
And very naturally, these things will come out.
正如我们是人类的话，我们自然就有人类的这个性格的表现。
Just like since we're of mankind, we have the manifestation of the characteristics, the personality of mankind.
咁如果系动物嘅话，佢系有生命嘅，但系亦都有佢动物嘅嗰一个嘅性格。
And if they're animals, they have the life of an animal, but they also have the characteristics of an animal.
但系问题喺呢度，弟兄姊妹。
The question here, brothers and sisters, is
就话我哋。是属主的人有这个的生命，有这个的性格。
True, those who belong to the Lord has this life and that characteristic.
但是我们要知道我们几时让这个性格活出来呢？
And but we need to know when do we allow this characteristic to come forth.
这个就是我们今天要留意的。
So this is something we need to pay attention to today.
信到主的人有这个基督的生命。
Those who believe in the Lord has the life of the Christ.
同时我们有这个肉体的生命。
Likewise, you also have the life of the flesh.
这个灵和这个肉体常在这个争战的当中。
And the spirit and the flesh constantly battle.
所以几时我们这个肉体被打败或者被禁落来。几时我们属灵的生命就会显出来。
And whenever the life of the flesh is defeated or subdued, that is when the life of the spirit is overcoming.
或者说几时我们这个肉体的性情是受约束，属灵那个的性格就会出现。
And when the life of the flesh is restrained, that's when the life of the spirit comes forth.
上两次同弟兄姊妹交通的是第三节和第四节。
And the last two times that I shared, we shared on verses 3 and 4.
我们交通过虚心的人有福了。
And we shared the blessed of the poor in spirit.
或者说英文那个翻译的话，灵里面贫穷的人有福了。
And in English it is blessed of the poor in spirit.
就是那些认识到自己的情况 的人。
And it's referring to those who understand their own circumstance.
在我们的心灵的路程的当中，我们看到我们根本就是一无所事。
That within the path of our spirit, we can see that we have nothing.
或者说当我们体会到我们是贫穷的，是缺乏的，是一个软弱的。
And when we see that we're poor, we're weak, and we're lacking.
而且是我们在一个极低微 的地位的上面的话。
And when we're very low status,
天国就是我们的。
And then the kingdom of heaven will be ours.
如果换句话来讲，如果我们看到我们满了，或者我们觉得我们是丰富的。
And to put another way, we feel that we are abundant and we're full.
这样，这个情形就不会出现在我们的身上面。
Then this situation will not manifest on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇见一个属灵嘅呢个生命，肉体呢一个呢个比较。
And you can see the life of the spirit and of the flesh and that contrast.
咁我哋上次亦提过第四节，哀恸嘅人有福了。
And last time we mentioned that the blessed are those who mourn.
嗰啲咩嘅人系？叫做哀恸的人呢。
So who are those who mourn?
就是那些认识自己 的情况的人。
It is those who recognize themselves.
知道自己是承认自己是犯罪的。
And confess that they sin.
又为着自己的罪来到悲伤。
And they mourn for their sins.
更为着人的罪那犯罪的这个性情来到哀痛的。
And to mourn more so,For the nature of the sin of man.
不单止为了自己，并且看见罪的控制这个的世界，为着这些。
我们打开我们的圣经。
Let's open our Bibles.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
这段的圣经我们曾经读过。
This passage we have read a couple of times already. And today we continue the path to share on this passage. Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, we begin from verse 1 through 10. Verse 11. Please listen as I read.
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。 温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
好，我们再看一处的圣经，也就是马太福音第十一章。
Let us look at another passage, Matthew 11.
第十一章二十八节和二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29. After you found it, please listen as I read.
28节，烦劳负担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
好，我们圣经就暂时读咁多吓。
We will read the passage temporarily here.
我们低头再一次嘅祷告。
Let's bow our heads once again and pray.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你，你又再召聚我哋到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You've once again gathered us to be before you.
主啊，我哋打开你个话嚟读。
Lord, we've opened your word and read it.
主啊，求你用圣灵引导我哋。
Lord, may you use your Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我哋进入到去真理嘅实际嘅里头。
So that we will enter into the essence of the truth.
求主你管理呢段嘅时间。
Lord, may you take control of this time.
主啊，你嘅同在要彰显喺我哋嘅中间。
Lord, may your presence be manifested in our midst.
愿你得着荣耀，得着赞美。
May you receive glory and praise.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
头先我哋所读嘅嗰一大段嘅经文
，the larger passage that we read earlier.
读圣经嘅人称佢哋为八福。
The people who read the Bible said these are the eight Beatitudes.
And these are the 8 Beatitudes that Jesus said to his disciples.
And these eight blessings are the words spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
A lot of times,
a lot of people followed Jesus.
虽然很多人跟随，但是主讲这段说话的时候只是向那些跟他很接近的那些的门徒来讲说话。
Even though many people followed him, the Lord spoke to those who are very close to him.
主耶稣讲这段的话是向这些门徒指出一件事。
And the words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples point one thing.
就是愿意向他们来到描写出天国的人他们该有的一些的性情。
And to describe to them what is the characteristics of those who belong to heaven.
或者说在天国的里面是一种怎样样的生活。
Or to say that what kind of life do you need to have of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们仔细地去读
If we read it more meticulously,
你会发觉主讲这段说话的时候，他的重点不是人今天做出什么的事情。
And you will discover his main focus is not what man has done today.
也都不是说人今天能够我有什么的能力或者本能去做什么的工作。
Or does it point to the talents or capabilities of man to do certain kinds of things?
主在这里一直的就提醒我们他所看重的是这个人的本身。
And what the Lord continuously reminds us of here is that what is important is the man himself.
所以呢，你就看见说虚心的人。
So you say, those blessed are those are the poor in spirit.
哀恸的人。
Those who mourn.
温柔的人，或者是饥渴慕义的人。
Or the gentle.
通通是
hunger or thirst.
Yeah, 都是指着这个人是怎样一个人。
It is pointing to the person.
所以他并没有告诉我们，如果你能够做到这样，或者你做的事是好像下面的话，好能够连率做了这些事情，他没有提到，也都没有叫我们留意到我们所做的事。
So it's pointing to, it's not just the things that you do, rather it's really the person who contains the attributes.
主好看重的就是你是一个怎样的人。
What the Lord focuses, what kind of person are you?
在天国的里面的人是属于主的。
And the people who are in the kingdom of heaven belong to the Lord.
属于主的人，他们该有主自己的性情。
And those who belong to the Lord ought to have the characteristics of the Lord.
所以这里讲的八福在天国里面 的人，他们有的性情，也都是主自己的性情。
So the blessings that are mentioned here, the eight blessings here of the people that belong to the kingdom of heaven, also have the characteristics or the nature of the Lord.
好，所以从这些性格的里面，我们看到神的儿子。
So from these characteristics, you can see the Son of God.
好，每一个属主的人，
each who belong to the Lord,
都有这个性格，
has that personality or the characteristic.
或者你问，既然大家都有这个性情，大家都有个性格的，那不用讲了。
So you might say, since everybody has a characteristic, a personality, there's nothing else to say.
咁好自然咁样就会出现㗎啦。
And very naturally, these things will come out.
正如我哋係人类嘅话，我哋自然就有人类嘅呢个嘅性格嘅表现。
Just like since we're of mankind, we have the manifestation of the characteristics, the personality of mankind.
咁如果係动物嘅话，佢係有生命嘅，但係亦都有佢動物嘅嗰一個嘅性格。
And if they're animals, they have the life of an animal, but they also have the characteristics of an animal.
但係問題喺呢度，弟兄姊妹。
The question here, brothers and sisters, is
就話我哋係屬主嘅人，有呢個嘅生命，有呢個嘅性格。
True, those who belong to the Lord has this life and that characteristic.
但係我哋要知道我哋几时让呢个性格活出嚟呢？
And but we need to know when do we allow this characteristic to come forth.
嗱，呢一个就系我哋今日要留意嘅。
So this is something we need to pay attention to today.
信咗主嘅人有呢个基督嘅生命。
Those who believe in the Lord has the life of Christ.
同时我哋有呢个肉体的生命。
Likewise, you also have the life of the flesh.
这个灵和这个肉体常在这个争战的当中。
And the spirit and the flesh constantly battle.
所以几时我们这个肉体被打败，或者是被禁下来，几时我们属灵的生命就会显出来。
And whenever the life of the flesh is defeated or subdued, that is when the life of the spirit is overcoming.
或者话几时我哋呢个肉体嘅性情系受约束，属灵嗰个嘅性格就会出现。
And when the life of the flesh is restrained, that's when the life of the spirit comes forth.
嗱，上两次同弟兄姊妹交通嘅系第三节同埋第四节。
And the last two times that I shared, we shared on verses 3 and 4.
我哋交通过虚心嘅人有福了。
And we shared the blessed of the poor in spirit.
或者话英文嗰度翻译嘅话，灵里边贫穷嘅人有福了。
And in English, it is blessed of the poor in spirit.
就系嗰啲认识到自己嘅情况嘅人。
And it's referring to those who understand their own circumstance.
在我们的心灵的路程的当中，我们看到我们根本就是一无所事。
That within the path of our spirit, we can see that we have nothing.
或者说，当我们体会到我们是贫穷的，是缺乏的，是一个软弱的。
And when we see that we're poor, we're weak, and we're lacking,
而且是我们在一个极低微 的地位的上面的话。
And when we're very low status,
天国就是我们的。
And then the kingdom of heaven will be ours.
如果换句话来讲，如果我们看到我们满了，或者我们觉得我们是丰富的。
And to put another way, we feel that we are abundant and we're full.
这样这个情形就不会出现在我们的身上。
Then this situation will not manifest on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇见一个属灵嘅呢个生命，肉体呢一个呢个比较。
And you can see the life of the spirit and of the flesh and that contrast.
咁我哋上次亦提过第四节，哀恸嘅人有福了。
And last time we mentioned that the blessed are those who mourn.
嗰啲咩嘅人系？叫做哀恸的人呢。
So who are those who mourn?
就是那些认识自己 的情况的人。
It is those who recognize themselves.
知道自己是承认自己是犯罪的。
And confess that they sin.
又为着自己的罪来到悲伤。
And they mourn for their sins.
更为着人的罪那犯罪的这个性情来到哀恸的。
And to mourn more so,for the nature of the sin of man.
不单止为了自己，并且看见罪的控制这个的世界，为着这些。
我们打开我们的圣经。
Let's open our Bibles.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
这段的圣经我们曾经读过一两次。
This passage we have read a couple of times already.
好，我们今早早继续的交通这一段的圣经。
And today we continue the path to share on this passage.
好，马太福音第五章，我们由第一节读到第十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, we begin from verse 1 through 10.
十一节。
Verse
11. 好，请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
好，我哋再睇一处嘅圣经，而家系马太福音第十一章。
Let us look at another passage, Matthew 11,
第十一章二十八节同埋二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29.
找到嘅亦请听我读啊。
After you found it, please listen as I read.
二十八节，烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
好，我哋圣经就暂时读咁多吓。
We will read the passage temporarily here.
我哋低头再一次嘅祷告。
Let's bow our heads once again and pray.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你，你又再召聚我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You've once again gathered us to be before you.
主啊，我哋打开你嘅话嚟读。
Lord, we've opened your word and read it.
主啊，求你用圣灵嚟引导我哋。
Lord, may you use your Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我们进入到去真理的实际的里头。
So that we will enter into the essence of the truth.
求主你管理这段的时间。
Lord, may you take control of this time.
主啊，你的同在要彰显在我们的中间。
Lord, may your presence be manifested in our midst.
愿你得着荣耀，得着赞美。
May you receive glory and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
刚才我们所读的那一大段的经文
The larger passage that we read earlier
读圣经的人称他们为八福
The people to read the Bible said these are the eight Beatitudes
这所谓八福是主耶稣向着他的门徒所说的话
And these eight blessings are the words spoken by the Lord to his disciples
当时很多人跟随耶稣
A lot of times, a lot of people followed Jesus.
虽然很多人跟随，但是主讲这段说话的时候，只是向那些跟他很接近的那些的门徒来讲说话。
Even though many people followed him, the Lord spoke to those who are very close to him.
主耶稣讲这段的话是向这些门徒指出一件事
And the words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples point one thing
就是愿意向他们来到描写出天国的人他们该有的一些性情
And to describe to them what is the characteristics of those who belong to heaven
或者说在天国里面是一种怎样样的生活
Or to say that what kind of life do you need to haveOf those who belong to the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们仔细的这样去读
If we read it more meticulously,
你会发觉主讲这段说话的时候，他的重点不是人今天做出什么的事情。
And you will discover his main focus is not what man has done today.
也不是说人今天能够我有什么的能力或者本能去做啲乜嘢嘅工作
，or does it point to the talents or capabilities of man to do certain kinds of things？
主喺呢度一直嘅就提醒我哋，佢所睇重嘅系呢个人嘅本身。
And what the Lord continuously reminds us of here is that what is important is the man himself。
所以咧，你就睇见话虚心的人。
So you say, blessed are those are the poor in spirit.
哀恸的人
Those who mourn.
温柔的人或者是饥渴慕义的人
Or the gentle.
通通係
hunger or thirst，
都係指住呢個人係點樣一個人。
It is pointing to the person。
所以佢並冇話俾我哋聽，如果你能夠做到咁樣樣，或者係你做嘅嘢係好，即係下邊話好能夠連率做咗呢啲嘅事情，佢冇提到，亦都冇叫我哋留意到我哋所做嘅事。
So it's pointing to it's not just the things that you do, rather it's really the person who contains the attributes.
主好睇重嘅就話你係一個點樣嘅人。
What the Lord focuses, what kind of person are you?
在天国的里面的人是属于主的。
And the people who are in the kingdom of heaven belong to the Lord.
属于主的人他们该有主自己的性情。
And those who belong to the Lord ought to have the characteristics of the Lord.
所以这里讲的八福在天国里面的人他们有的性情也都是主自己的性情。
So the blessings that are mentioned here, the eight blessings here of the people that are belong to the kingdom of heaven, also have the characteristics or the nature of the Lord.
好，所以从呢啲嘅性格嘅里边，我哋睇到神嘅儿子。
So from these characteristics, you can see the Son of God.
好，每一个属主嘅人
，each who belong to the Lord。
都有呢个性格
，has that personality or the characteristic。
或者你问啊，咁既然大家都有呢个性情，大家都有个性格嘅，咁唔使讲啦。
So you might say, since everybody has a characteristics or personality, there's no nothing else to say。
咁好自然咁样就会出现噶啦吓。
And very naturally, these things will come out。
正如我哋系人类嘅话，我哋自然就有人类嘅。性格的表現
Just like since we're of mankind, we have the manifestation of the characteristics, the personality of mankind.
咁如果係動物嘅話，佢係有生命嘅，但係亦都有佢動物嘅嗰一個嘅性格。
And if they're animals, they have the life of an animal, but they also have the characteristics of an animal.
但係問題喺呢度，弟兄姊妹
，The question here, brothers and sisters, is
就係我哋。是属主的人有这个生命有这个性格。
True, those who belong to the Lord has this life and that characteristic.
但是我们要知道我们几时让这个性格活出来呢
and, But we need to know when do we allow this characteristic to come forth.
这个就是我们今天要留意的。
So this is something we need to pay attention to today.
信到主的人有呢个基督嘅生命。
Those who believe in the Lord has the life of Christ。
同时，我哋有呢个肉体嘅生命。
Likewise, you also have the life of the flesh。
呢个灵同埋呢个肉体常喺呢个争战嘅当中。
And the spirit and the flesh constantly battle。
所以几时我哋呢个肉体被打敗或者是被禁下來幾時我們屬靈的生命就會顯出來
And whenever the life of the flesh is defeated or subdued that is when the life of the spirit is overcoming
或者說幾時我們這個肉體的性情是受約束屬靈那個的性格就會出現
And when the life of the flesh is restrained that's when the life of the spirit comes forth
那上兩次跟弟兄姊妹交通的是第三节和第四节。
And the last two times that I shared, we shared on verses 3 and 4.
我们交通过虚心的人有福了。
And we shared the blessed of the poor in spirit.
或者说英文那个翻译的话灵里面贫穷的人有福了。
And in English it is blessed of the poor in spirit.
就是那些认识到自己的情况 的人。
And it's referring to those who understand their own circumstance.
在我们的心灵的路程的当中我们看到我们根本就是一无所事。
That within the path of our spirit, we can see that we have nothing.
或者说我当我们体会到我们是贫穷的是缺乏的是一个软弱的
And when we see that we're poor, we're weak, and we're lacking,
而且係我哋喺一個極低微嘅地位嘅上邊嘅話
，and when we're very low status，
天國就係我哋。
And then the kingdom of heaven will be ours。
如果換句話嚟講，如果我哋睇到我哋滿咗，或者我哋覺得我哋係豐富嘅
，and to put another way， we feel that we are abundant and we're full。
咁樣呢、這個情形就唔會出現喺我哋嘅身上邊。
Then this situation will not manifest on us。
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇見一個屬靈嘅呢個生命肉體呢、這、一個這個比較。
And you can see the life of the spirit and of the flesh and that contrast。
咁我哋上次亦提過第四節，哀痛嘅人有福了。
And last time we mentioned that the blessed are those who mourn。
嗰啲咩嘅人係叫做哀痛嘅人呢
？So who are those who mourn？
就係嗰啲認識自己嘅情況嘅人。
It is those who recognize themselves。
知道自己係承認自己係犯罪嘅。
And confess that they sin。
又為著自己嘅罪嚟到悲傷。
And they mourn for their sins。
更為著人嘅罪個犯罪嘅呢個性情嚟到哀痛嘅。
And to mourn more so for the nature of the sin of man.
不单止为了自己，并且睇见罪的控制这个的世界，为着呢一。
我哋打开我哋嘅圣经。
Let's open our Bibles.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
呢段嘅圣经我哋曾经读过。
This passage we have read a couple of times already. And today we continue to share on this passage. Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, we begin from verse 1 through 10. Verse 11. Please listen as I read.
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足，怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
好，我们再看一处的圣经，也就是马太福音第十一章。
Let us look at another passage, Matthew 11.
第十一章二十八节同埋二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29.
找到嘅亦请听我读
啊。After you found it, please listen as I read.
二十八节，烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们 心里就必得享安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
好，我哋圣经就暂时读咁多吓。
We will read the passage temporarily here.
我哋低头再一次嘅祷告。
Let's bow our heads once again and pray.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你，你又再召聚我哋到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You've once again gathered us to be before you.
主啊，我哋打开你嘅话嚟读。
Lord, we've opened your word and read it.
主啊，求你用圣灵嚟引导我哋。
Lord, may you use your Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我哋进入到去真理嘅实际嘅里头。
So that we will enter into the essence of the truth.
求主你管理呢段嘅时间。
Lord, may you take control of this time.
主啊，你嘅同在要彰显喺我哋嘅中间。
Lord, may your presence be manifested in our midst.
愿你得着荣耀，得着赞美。
May you receive glory and praise.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
头先我哋所读嘅嗰一大段嘅经文
，the larger passage that we read earlier.
读圣经嘅人称佢哋为八福。
The people who read the Bible said these are the eight Beatitudes.
呢所谓八福系主耶稣向着佢个门徒所讲嘅话。
And these eight blessings are the words spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
当时好多人跟随耶稣。
A lot of people followed Jesus.
虽然好多人跟随，但系主。讲这段说话的时候只是向那些跟他很接近的那些的门徒来讲说话。
Even though many people followed him, the Lord spoke to those who are very close to him.
主耶稣讲这段的话是向这些门徒指出一件事。
And the words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples point one thing.
就是愿意向他们来到描写出天国的人他们该有的一些的性情。
And to describe to them what is the characteristics of those who belong to heaven.
或者说在天国的里面是一种怎样样的生活。
Or to say that what kind of life do you need to have of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们仔细的这样去读
If we read it more meticulously,
你会发觉主讲这段说话的时候他的重点不是人今天做出什么的事情。
And you will discover his main focus is not what man has done today.
也不是说人今天能够我有什么的能力或者本能去做什么的工作。
Or does it point to the talents or capabilities of man to do certain kinds of things?
主在这里一直的就提醒我们他所看重的是这个人的本身。
And what the Lord continuously reminds us of here is that what is important is the man himself.
所以呢你就看见说虚心的人。
So you see, those, blessed are those are the poor in spirit.
哀恸的人。
Those who mourn.
温柔的人或者是饥渴慕义的人。
Or the gentle,
通通是
hunger or thirst,
yeah, 都是指着这个人是怎样一个人。
It is pointing to the person.
所以他并没有告诉我们，如果你能够做到这样样，或者你做的事是好，像下面说，好能够连续做了这些事情，冇提到，亦都冇叫我哋留意到我哋所做嘅事。
So it's pointing to it's not just the things that you do, rather it's really the person who contains the attributes.
主好睇重嘅就话你系一个点样嘅人。
What the Lord focuses, what kind of person are you?
喺天国嘅里边嘅人系属于主嘅。
And the people who are in kingdom of heaven belong to the Lord.
属于主的人 佢哋該有主自己嘅性情。
And those who belong to the Lord ought to have the characteristics of the Lord.
所以呢度講嘅八福喺天國裏邊嘅人，佢哋有嘅性情，亦都係主自己嘅性情。
So the blessings that are mentioned here, the eight blessings here of the people that belong to the kingdom of heaven, also have the characteristics or the nature of the Lord.
好，所以從呢啲嘅性格嘅裏邊，我哋睇到神嘅兒子。
So from these characteristics, you can see the Son of God.
好，每一個屬主嘅人
，each who belong to the Lord，
都有呢個嘅性格
，has that personality or the characteristic。
咁或者你問啊，咁既然大家都有呢個性情，大家都有個性格嘅，咁唔使講啦。
So you might say, since everybody has a characteristic, a personality, there's no, nothing else to say.
咁好自然咁樣就會出現㗎啦。
And very naturally, these things will come out.
正如我哋係人類嘅話，我哋自然就有人類嘅呢個嘅性格嘅表現。
Just like since we're of mankind, we have the manifestation of the characteristics, the personality of mankind.
咁如果係動物嘅話，佢係有生命嘅，但係亦都有佢動物嘅嗰一個嘅性格。
And if they're animals, they have the life of an animal, but they also have the characteristics of an animal.
但係問題喺呢度，弟兄姊妹。
The question here, brothers and sisters, is
就話我哋係屬主嘅人，有呢個嘅生命，有呢個嘅性格。
True, those who belong to the Lord has this life and that characteristic.
但係我哋要知道我哋幾時讓呢個性格活出嚟呢
But we need to know when do we allow this characteristic to come forth.
呢個就係我哋今日要留意嘅。
So this is something we need to pay attention to today.
信到主嘅人有呢個基督嘅生命。
Those who believe in the Lord has the life of Christ.
同時我哋有呢個肉體嘅生命。
Likewise, you also have the life of the flesh.
呢個靈同埋呢個肉體常喺呢個爭戰嘅當中。
And the spirit and the flesh constantly battle.
所以幾時我哋呢個肉體被打敗，因為被禁落嚟，幾時我哋屬靈嘅生命？
And whenever the life of the flesh is defeated or subdued, that is when the life of the spirit is overcoming.
或者话几时我哋呢个肉体嘅性情系受约束，属灵嗰个嘅性格就会出现。
And when the life of the flesh is restrained, that's when the life of the spirit comes forth.
嗱，上两次同弟兄姊妹交通嘅系第三节同埋第四节。
And the last two times that I shared, we shared on verses 3 and 4.
我哋交通过虚心嘅人有福了。
And we share the blessed of the poor in spirit.
或者话英文嗰度翻译嘅话，灵里边贫穷嘅人有福了。
And in English it is blessed of the poor in spirit.
就系嗰啲认识到自己嘅情况嘅人。
And it's referring to those who understand their own circumstance.
喺我哋嘅心灵嘅路程嘅当中，我哋睇到我哋。根本就是一无所事。
That within the path of our spirit, we can see that we have nothing.
或者话，当我哋体会到我哋系贫穷嘅，系缺乏嘅，系一个软弱嘅。
And when we see that we're poor, we're weak, and we're lacking.
而且系我哋喺一个极低微嘅地位嘅上边嘅话。
And when we're very low status.
天国就系我哋。
And then the kingdom of heaven will be ours.
如果换句话来讲，如果我哋睇到我哋满咗，或者我哋觉得我哋系丰富嘅
，and to put another way, we feel that we are abundant and we're full.
咁样呢个情形就唔会出现喺我哋嘅身上边。
Then this situation will not manifest on us.
所以等前面你睇见一个属灵嘅呢个生命，肉体呢一个这个比较。
And you can see the life of the spirit and of the flesh and that contrast.
咁我哋上次亦提过第四节，哀恸嘅人有福了。
And last time we mentioned that the blessed are those who mourn.
嗰啲咩嘅人系 叫做哀恸嘅人呢？
So who are those who mourn?
就係嗰啲認識自己嘅情況嘅人。
It is those who recognize themselves.
知道自己係承認自己係犯罪嘅。
And confess that they sin.
又為著自己嘅罪嚟到悲傷。
And they mourn for their sins.
更為著人嘅罪個犯罪嘅呢個性情嚟到哀痛嘅。
And to mourn more so for the nature of the sin of man.
唔單止為著自己，並且睇見罪嘅控制呢個嘅世界，為著呢。